Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Good morning. What's going on, Washington, D.C.? What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Time to get up and at 'em with me here on a Saturday morning. It is just after 10 a.m. on a Saturday, October 11th. Appreciate you making me part of your Saturday morning routine. If you're too busy to call in, you could tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. I appreciate Lewis and Phil letting me know that they're listening in by tweeting me. We're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. You can also check out my show in Richmond on the Odyssey app, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM. And we release the podcast every day, 3 hours of the show, plus best of AWOD Radio, a full hour for you, ready for you on your ride home. We're previewing Monday Night Football, Washington against the Chicago Bears. Back where the Hail Jaden, the miracle on Noah Brown Street, took place last year from Northwest Stadium. But yet, when you look back at that game, it should not even been close. We settled for 2 field goals inside of the red zone. We gave up 2 touchdowns when we should have had stops and should have gotten off the field. And we got lucky because we had to make that desperational heave downfield and get it caught. And so much had to even go take place before that, right? Like, Jaden had to connect on a pass right before that to get the ball into a throwing distance where he felt confident that he could reach the end zone. I mean, everything had to go right, but that's not what we want on Monday. We want to destroy the Chicago Bears and keep the momentum and make a statement win at home with the whole National Football League and all of America watching in primetime. As the caller said, you know, in primetime, the underdogs are going to come to play. That's what happened in that Giants game against the Eagles. Washington's got to show up early here and get the momentum and then go into the break and be a second-half team and put this game to bed like we have been here. When Washington gets a 2-score lead, they are so tough to beat because it opens up the entire playbook for Cliff Kingsbury. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Let's go to Drew in Maryland on line one. What's up, Drew?
Hey, AWOD. Hey, love the show. And I do think the storylines about the Hail Mary rematch or the dueling, you know, 1 and 2 QB1s are interesting, but I don't think that's the storyline for this Monday. I think it's going to be wet and windy, and I think we're going to pound the ball on the ground. We got one of the best running games in the league, and we got a great offensive line, and we're also really stout against the run. And I think we're, you know, I think it's kind of cliche, but I think we're going to run the ball and stop the run. And I don't think the quarterbacks are going to be the difference makers in this game. I think it's going to be the ground game and our ability to stop the ground. I'm looking for a win, and I think that could be a statement win because I think this team has some character in it this year that it didn't have last year. So I'm looking for us to beat the Bears, but I think the quarterbacks are going to be relatively quiet.
So I totally see what you're saying, and I think Washington has to take advantage of the fact Chicago is one of the worst rushing defenses in the league. But Jaden Daniels needs to run also. Like, he is a big part of our rushing attack. So although he might not throw for 300 yards, we need him to get at least 34. That's been the number.
Yeah, they're going to play. They have to play all 11 guys. So, and we got to watch that Caleb doesn't do the same thing to us.
Right.
But I think we got that in us. So I think it's going to be a really physical kind of, you know, old NFC East, even though that, you know, NFC style game. Yeah. And I think we're going to come out on top. I think we're going to really pound them. So
Drew,
I'm excited.
Let me ask you, why do you have so much confidence in our rookie running back, Bill?
Well, it's not just the running back. I mean, I think we have one of the best O-lines. You know, he went in on the left side twice untouched last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy that's on that left tackle isn't too bad. So I think, and you got Bates back, and so I think, you know, I don't know that I could have gone in untouched on that side, but I think our O-line doesn't get enough credit for what they are doing this year.
Yeah, I think the changes we've made have made a difference, but I think you hit it. John Bates returning all of a sudden opens up a different style of rushing attack where we can send him from one side to another, and then he puts a wham block in on a linebacker and open things up. And then, you know, we even pulled Tyler Biotish on one of the touchdowns to have him open things up here. When John Bates is back, I do think it makes this team so much better of a rushing attack.
Yeah, and then you got Kinlaw and Payne on the other side, and they are clogging up the runs for the other team. So, you know, I think that this game is our O-line and our D-line against their O-line and their D-line. And I think that's more interesting. I think that's going to be the backstory when we look back on it. And it's not going to be the quarterback. I mean, look, I think Jaden, I want him to do great. And if he has a big game, I won't be disappointed. But, you know, it's just every game's a little bit different. And the flavor of this week seems like pound and run.
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's going to be a Washington win. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in. If it's a Washington win, I could look back and see 150 yards or more of total rushing offense. Here's how the Bears could win, is if Caleb's spreading the ball out to Rome Odunze. Olamide Zaccheaus could come back to kill us, and we have to keep an eye on him. He is so shifty. We saw what he could do last year when you motion him out of the backfield, when you just try to get him the ball in space. He's made at least, I think, three catches every game this year. He's been about 30 yards a game, which not bad at all. And when they've won, you've seen him kind of break out for some longer catches. So Zaccheaus, Rome Odunze, DJ Moore. Gotta not let Caleb Williams toss the rock around, and that could be your weakness, because I still don't have the utmost confidence in our secondary. But if it's a ground and pound style game, that's, I think, our advantage there. But look, DeAndre Swift is good, and just like the caller said, Caleb can burn you as well if you give him an opportunity to. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey. Mitch, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Adam, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. Give me some game. This is going to be like, I hope it's an everyday you, Caleb against Jaden Daniels. That's going to be a great matchup. You know, they came in the same time. I think they're both Pac-12 guys and have long careers. Jalen is like Dan Marino. I mean, he's not as good. Maybe not yet. Maybe will be someday, something to strive for. He makes everybody better. We just had another weapon where it was and I hope a running game shows up something. We had another wide receiver or running back. Defense was better. Maybe we'll have better results than Dan Marino had in his career. Thanks for taking my call.
Mitch, I totally think Jaden makes everyone better around him. I will double down on that one. Luke McCaffrey makes him better, right? It makes Chris Moore better, even though he dropped it. Makes Deebo Samuel better. It's not that Marcus Mariota was playing bad here in Washington, and I still have confidence in him if Jaden ever gets hurt again, and I feel like we've got one of the best backups in the league. But with Jaden Daniels, you could feel how much winning matters to him. You could feel how much making a difference matters to him. And he just makes guys better. And it's hard to even describe. When you watch it, it's like sometimes it's just another millisecond or two that he scrambles to create an opportunity to get a guy open or to throw him open, that Marcus Mariota just wasn't doing that. And then Jaden's just faster. I mean, my goodness, when he puts on the speed, he caught Bill on that one run in which Bill like broke a tackle from Derwin James and then cut it up the right side there. He caught Bill. The speed from Jaden Daniels is electric, and it allows him to kind of play backyard football at times and just make a guy miss in the backfield. And then all of a sudden he's got his eyes downfield and he throws the football. And, you know, even on the play, the touchdown to Deebo Samuel, there was pressure in his face. Watch that again. He snaps it. He's backpedaling. It looks like a caller said, a fadeaway jump shot, like he's Michael Jordan. He saw the pressure. He knew it was like the internal clock was perfect in that moment there. That's why the VR has certainly helped him go through some of these reads here. He knew his guy would be open. He just had to backpedal to create enough time for him to create separation for them to drop it into the bucket. I mean, that play was quarterbacking at its perfection right there. It was awesome to see. And so Jaden, just he makes everybody better, makes everyone better. I'm so glad that he's back as our quarterback and looking like himself again after that win in L.A. And that had to have been tough for him because he started awfully slow with a ton of family and friends in the building. And yet he stuck with the game plan, didn't try to get over himself here and try to do too much. He just stuck with it and went out there and executed. And that's what we've been looking for offensively, better execution. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll take more of your phone calls next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. So let's recap this past week. So Washington goes out to L.A. early, right? They get there Thursday after practice. They practice out there Friday. Dan Quinn talked about how they needed that practice Friday. You know, they felt like they came together. I loved how they went out there early to recreate the magic of last year. And look, training camps are not the same anymore. I used to love when it came to Richmond. Or even when I was a kid and they went to some weird spot in Pennsylvania and my dad would drag me all the way up there and we'd go to see a training camp. Like, when you go away, boys being boys. You're hanging out, you're playing cards, you're playing video games, maybe you're gambling, maybe you're drinking. I don't know what they're doing, but they're bonding and they're creating chemistry, right? And they're getting to know each other. And that, I think, was evident in the trip last year from Cincinnati to Arizona. In fact, it was Chris Russell, our boy, the Rooster, who had Luke McCaffrey on, who first got me hip to how much they really did bond and come closer last year in that Arizona trip. And then this year, with the L.A. trip, it ends up being Luke McCaffrey who makes the big play after, I assume, the whole team had a really good bonding session Friday and Saturday and then was ready to play football on Sunday. They were not jet-lagged or anything. So they come home. Monday, Dan Quinn spoke to the media. Tuesday, day off. Wednesday, practice. Thursday, practice. Friday, recovery day. Today, practice will begin at 11:10 a.m., I believe Dan Quinn will speak after practice to the media. No availability Sunday, and then we'll get geared up for Monday night football, 8:15, October 13th from Northwest Stadium. What's it going to take for Washington to win at home on Monday night football? I think you need more of what you've seen in the past at home, a fast start, the ability to run the football, create an explosive play, and the defense to make a difference here with a stop. What has the defense done in the two home games? A key fourth down stop to get the ball back. It's pretty much the same as creating a turnover with an interception or a fumble. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Pink in D.C. Hello, Pink.
Hey, how are you, man?
Good, how are you?
Could you hear me?
Yeah. Hello? You're on AWOD Radio. What's up, man?
Okay.
You're on the phone.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to a couple of things just real quick. I know people talk about how Jaden wasn't looking like Jaden earlier and the team seems out of sorts. So what I've heard, like last year we were playing a lot quicker.
Yeah,
we were playing a lot faster. So what I'm hearing that happen, and you may even know about it, other teams start complaining about our no huddle. Then they're not able to, we're making subs and they're not able to subs. So the referee is covering the ball. The other teams, now they're taking their time bringing in their subs. The referee is covering the ball, not letting us hike the ball. And the way we were playing us, the offensive line would get in place. We would sub and we would mask what we're doing until the referee uncovers the ball, then everybody would get in position.
Yeah.
Now that's happening, the referee's covering the ball, and we have like 6 seconds left, and then we have to call a timeout to avoid a delay of game.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. So this happened at times last year as well.
Yeah, but they're intentionally, because what happened, we'll probably get one or two times where the other team would have 12 men on the field because they're taking their time. They're trying to hold us up. Now we're snapping, instead of snapping at 12 seconds, we're snapping like 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And then with us not having the luxury of our people playing in preseason, the scrimmage that was canceled with the Ravens, which I heard, this is what I heard, and you may have heard it, but I never heard it reported, that there was a thing where the players wanted Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson to race, and they were betting, and then coaches called it off, like, no, you can't do this, and they were just nervous about they were going to try to do it anyway, and the league would
I understand what you're saying, and that would have been cool. I don't think that was the case. I really think it was a scheduling problem. But I appreciate the call, and I'll try to speak on what you're talking about here in terms of the hurry-up offense. Thanks for chiming in, man. I appreciate it. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I think it's as simple as this. You can't play fast until you get that first down. Right? Like Michael Phillips and I were talking about it this week. You can play fast. You can hurry up back to the line from first down to second down. It's just going to be a faster three and out. That doesn't work. But you get the first down of the drive, and then you can get into hurry-up mode. And then, right, like he's saying, all right, if you're not going to sub, the defense can't sub. If you want to sub, they're going to have an opportunity to sub, and they can take their time. And that's why you've seen at times Jaden's had to either call a timeout or they're snapping it with just a few seconds left. But you need that first down. And I don't understand why, but in the three road games we've played, we've gone three and out to start the game. And you combine that with the fact that the defense has given up a long drive almost every single time when we've started on the road. Our first quarters have just been a wash. And yet we scored 27 points. We've now scored 27 points two games in a row after getting blanked in the first quarter. Imagine how many points this team would have if they could do something when they got the ball first, right? And so I think that's going to hopefully be something that they will improve on Monday and throughout the rest of the season here is being a four-quarter football team. You want to win the Super Bowl, you want to be a playoff team, you've got to be a four-quarter football team. And I think we have the guys to come back and win games in the clutch in the fourth quarter. We've got those guys. And I think we've got a coaching staff that really does stick with it, stick with the game plan, adjust, and they make really good halftime adjustments. And we usually come out and play well in the third quarter. And for some reason, we've had awesome second quarters. But the first quarter has been a problem. And it's been a pain in my ass watching this team in the first quarter this season. And so I think when it comes to the hurry-up offense, getting fast, playing with speed, you just got to get that first down. So whatever they have to do to get that going, it's on Cliff Kingsbury. It's on Cliff Kingsbury in my mind here. He's got to come up with some kind of creative design on the first couple of plays. Washington against the Chargers. First play, they had a nice throw to Deebo Samuel for 7 yards. And then the second play, he botched it. He called a Jaden Daniels run, and he lost 2 yards. Like, We cannot get set back like that behind the line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden it's the third and long incomplete pass, and you're done. You're cooked, especially because third and like four or longer, teams are going to blitz. They're going to get after you. And so it's just all about these first couple of plays that are scripted, staying positive, keeping the chains moving here. And I think then you'll get them into their offense that's hurry up, and you'll see them really flying on, you know, and cooking up the field Monday against the Chicago Bears. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Wes is running the ones and twos, and if you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, he'll get you on the fan here with AWOD. But you asked me what I'm watching this weekend. It's a decent college football slate. It's highlighted for me by Indiana at Oregon. I mean, the job that Kurt Cignetti has done at Indiana, it's pretty incredible. It's a cool story, too, coming from JMU, bringing about, I think, 14 Dukes with him last year. Had that all those wins, incredible season, and now they're yet to lose this year. And they're 2-0 in the Big Ten, but this will be by far their biggest test of the season. I think they'll keep it close, and so maybe I'd put a little bit on the spread there, but I do think Oregon is one of the top three teams in the country right now. And, of course, they are ranked number third, but I think they've been battle-tested, right? They've had the big test already this season with their win over Penn State. That was a really close game there. So that's why I give them the nod over Indiana. At 12 noon, you got Ohio State against Illinois. Illinois has been a little bit surprising this year. 5-1, solid number 17 in the country. But I do think the better game at 12 noon is Alabama-Missouri. Alabama now 4-1. They've started to get their swagger back. It was like Coach Kellen DeBoer heard all the rumors that he was going to be on the hot seat and ended up getting fired or something. But really, I don't even think it's been the coaching. I think it's been the quarterbacking play from Ty Simpson that has taken Alabama back to the level that we've all expected them to be at here. And it's like, all right, you lose the first game of the season of Florida State. You didn't look good at all, 31-17. But like I said, they got their swagger back in the win against Georgia. They were terrific in the second half against Vanderbilt and did get the monkey off their back that was Diego Pavia, who upset them last year. And this is just a critical part of the schedule here. South Carolina's not bad. So Alabama's got Mizzou, Tennessee, South Carolina, LSU, and then Oklahoma. Five straight games. If the Bama boys want to prove that they are legit and a college football playoff team, they're going to win this game today at Missouri. So I'm going to back the Roll Tide here.
I'm excited for the Red River, Adam.
What's that?
I'm excited for the Red River rivalry.
Oklahoma, Texas. I am not excited anymore because of how bad Texas has been, but that usually
is. Their favorite 1.5 right now.
Yeah, I know. That seems to be easy money for Oklahoma. Would you take that?
Oh, I wouldn't. I actually think Texas is going to win.
Really?
Yes.
What? I mean, how? Why?
I don't think John Mateer is 100%, and it's going to cost them.
I mean, I agree with you there. He's been my favorite in terms of the Heisman candidate so far this season. I love the way he's throwing with anticipation. But I thought that was the backbreaking loss there against Florida, who I don't think is very good. And yet it's like Coach Billy Napier does this every year, right? He's going to win just enough games maybe to keep his job.
exactly.
And they've got a big game coming up as well this weekend against Texas A&M. So they already beat Texas. Can they beat Texas A&M? That should be a good contest as well. And then, you know, NC State-Notre Dame is not going to be a bad game at all. I think Notre Dame's better than their record. They've played some really tough games. And C.J. Bailey for NC State is one of my favorite quarterbacks in the ACC. I think he's like a Lamar Jackson light, very light, but he does run around and make crazy plays there. So it's a decent
Were you shocked
slate.
About their loss against Virginia Tech?
Yeah, I mean, of course I was. The Hokies have been awful this season, but that it kind of came in at the right time for them, I feel like, and they finally played good complimentary football, and they actually won a one-score game. And then simply the problems of the prior came back to haunt them the next year. You know, you're a Hokie, and it does feel like, at least so during the week, I talk Virginia Tech, and nobody wants to talk about this year anymore. Every call, every tweet, every text is about who's going to be the head coach next year, right? That's what everyone cares about right now. I've been keeping my eye on a few names. I really like what's going on at Tulane. Coach John Sumrall has things going in his fourth year here. He brought with him the BYU quarterback that was terrific last year that kind of got tossed off of the team there. Tulane's been a cool story.
The Houston coach as well, I'm keeping an eye on.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of exciting. It's kind of exciting because it feels like all the names we're hearing for Virginia Tech are bigger names with more experience than Coach Brent Pry. Like, I want Hokies
football celebrity
to be
picks
good
like,
again.
It's celebrity picks like Vic.
Yeah, we saw Vic. You've seen Gruden. D'Angelo Hall wanted to put his name in there. So they've created an 8-person committee. I was at ACC tip-off this week, and there was a lot of conversation about that committee being 8 people. The only people that matter to me are the big 3. Bud Foster, Eddie Royal, and Bruce Arians. And when this search started, I said, you got to bring in Bruce Arians. He's the guy with the most NFL experience. And, of course, a successful
you think he'd go back
Super
to head coaching?
Winning head coach. I don't. I wanted him to be GM, but because he's in the search committee, I don't think he's going to be the GM. I think
right.
He's just kind of going to use his connections to get them, hopefully, a good coach in the future. But, you know, speaking of Virginia Tech, the ACC is wide open. It's up for grabs right now. Miami is the most complete team.
Carson Beck doing great.
We've seen Miami cough up a season the last 2 years where they should have been in the ACC title game. You've seen Carson Beck be at his best, and it's been terrific because I kind of was one of the haters. Like, why are you leaving Georgia? Who leaves the Bulldogs? But he follows in the steps of Cam Ward, and he looks like he could be a top 5 pick the way he's playing right now. He's probably your Heisman favorite right there neck and neck with John Mateer. So Miami seems to be the top dog. A lot of people are sleeping on Georgia Tech and Haynes King. I really like him. And then we have to talk about the cool story of the season so far in the ACC, which is Virginia and the way Tony Elliott has used the transfer portal to his advantage. And I hate the transfer portal, and there's a million bad stories, but I want to once again talk about the positive story that was Chandler Morris, whose dad was on the coaching staff with Dabo Swinney and Tony Elliott at Clemson. That's when they first created that connection, when Chandler Morris was 14 years old. And I talked to Tony Elliott about this, and he said he saw the type of fight that Anthony Calandria had as a kid. He always wanted to be out there with the college guys. And then his dad goes to Oklahoma, right? He got an opportunity there. And then it was TCU, and he didn't really play, even though he was on the team that made it to the college football championship game. And then he went to North Texas, and he became a star. And because of the transfer portal, he's been 1 year in every school, 1 year and out, and now he is on his 4th school in 4 years, and usually you hate those guys. But for him, he's worked himself back into a P5 level, P4 level in the ACC, and he went toe-to-toe with Tommy Castellanos at Florida State and now dueled him. And this guy has been a gunslinger who does not care that he throws like back-to-back interceptions. He's the Matthew Stafford of college football this season. It's been an incredible story. I got to witness the game against Florida State. I watched the overtime victory over Louisville. The cardiac Cavs have the week off, and then they got Washington State. Then they got Bill Belichick. Then they're at Cal versus Wake. They might not lose another game this year.
They're looking forward to the game against Virginia Tech, finally.
Yeah, oh, for sure. But this might be the first time since, I guess, 2019 Commonwealth Cup might be going to the Hoos. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan. So I think those are the best games of the weekend. I was talking to my buddy last night. The primetime game of Georgia-Auburn or Michigan-USC doesn't really get me as fired up as previous seasons. Michigan's playing better, so I'll probably choose Michigan versus USC over Georgia-Auburn. But it's just not the best late-night college slate. In my mind, a lot of the games are better earlier on and then in the middle of the afternoon. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. Tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio. I want to go around the NFL next with AWOD's picks on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Happy Saturday, everybody. We are live and local here in the nation's capital. This is DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app just after 10:45 here on a Saturday, October 11th. Let's get to AWOD's picks here. And I've been hot. I've been hot in the NFL, except for my survivor pool. I literally nailed probably, I think, 7 out of the 8 games that I picked last week. I just didn't get the damn Cardinals game right. And the Titans snapped a 10-game skid with an improbable comeback to beat the Cardinals with 16 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. Other than that, your boy was nearly perfect last week. But I did buy back in to my survivor pool, and I have submitted my pick for this week, being the 9:30 a.m. game from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London, England, the Broncos against the Jets. Yep, I'm locking in the Broncos as my survivor pick here as we go around the NFL with AWOD's picks. I just don't like what Aaron Glenn has done in New York. I did not like the hire to begin with. He went from defensive-minded coach to another defensive-minded coach. You went from a coach with no head coaching experience to another coach with no head coaching experience. They don't know what they're doing in New York. They don't have enough talent to compete, it seems like. They definitely don't have the quarterback. Give me Denver, and give me Denver to cover the 6.5-point spread as well, 9:30 from London. 1 o'clock on Fox, Cardinals against the Colts here. Is this a bounce-back spot for the Cardinals? Maybe, but I'm sticking with Daniel Jones, especially at home. He's 3-0, and it kind of pisses me off that Daniel Jones is getting all this hype, and he's being the biggest story of the league in terms of the quarterback, right? I mean, it's a cool story. And he's definitely playing like a veteran that got another opportunity. He's playing like a guy who is with a coach that cares about him and wants him to succeed, and they're calling up a great game plan for him. And Tyler Warren's a cool story at tight end. Jonathan Taylor's the reason they're winning games. Look at all the running back numbers this year in the NFL. It's all Jonathan Taylor. He's second in the NFL in carries. He's first in yards. He's first in touchdowns. He's towards the top in average. He's done it all for the Colts. The Colts are winning games because they're running the dang football. He's ran it almost 20 times a game, and he's gone over 100 twice. He's had big runs of 68 yards, of 46 yards. He's gotten into the end zone, like I said, over and over again. And we're not even talking about the fact that this guy as a receiver has been terrific, almost 30 yards every single game. Jonathan Taylor's been the team in Indianapolis, not Daniel Jones. Everybody wants to give the quarterback credit. I'm giving it to the running back. Give me the Colts to win and cover a 6.5-point spread. Chargers, Dolphins, bounce back spot for the Chargers. Absolutely. Absolutely here. I would put money on the line here for the Chargers to beat the Dolphins. I've been saying this on my show that he's a dead man walking, unfortunately. Dolphins head coach could end up being the Commanders' next offense coordinator. I know you've heard that before, but Mike McDaniel is not going to last long in Miami. He's handcuffed to damn Tua, and I feel bad for him because I do think he's a great offensive-minded coach. But it's not working anymore with Tua, and you put all your eggs into that basket. Give me the Chargers to win and cover the spread. Patriots, Saints. I don't know what to think of the Saints. I mean, did they get lucky coming back and beating the Giants, who then turned around and beat the Eagles the next week after that? Give me the momentum with Drake May and the Patriots to win that game there. I like the way Drake May fights. I really do. A couple of those big passes on, what was that, Sunday Night Football there against the Bills where they earned a big win, and he just somehow kept the play alive. Stephon Diggs is playing incredible this year. He's playing with a chip on his shoulder. And really, that defense finally stepped up to the level that we were hoping that they were going to be at. All right, let's go to Cleveland against the Steelers. Cleveland trades Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel against Aaron Rodgers. I think you know your answer there, especially given the fact that it's from Heinz Field that they're now calling Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. Give me Pittsburgh to get the win, and I'll take Pittsburgh on that 6.5-point spread as well. I think they'll win easily. Cowboys, Panthers. I mean, this is the weirdest thing. I was in Charlotte all week for ACC tip-off, and so I arrived Sunday at like 4 o'clock, and I'm walking to Whole Foods, and I pull out Red Zone, and it shows me that it's a 3-point game less than a mile away at Bank of America Stadium. And yet, for some reason, on my walk to Whole Foods, I saw almost 1,000 Panthers fans. They left the game early at home with a 2-0 home record. I think they first take their first home loss of the season. I just don't like their fans anymore because of that. And Dak Prescott's an MVP level. I think their defense, which has kind of struggled at times this year, will pick off Bryce Young. Still don't believe in him. He's not big enough. He's not strong enough. He's not nearly fast enough. He's one of the worst overall picks, first overall picks. He's a bust. It's not going to work. Cowboys, and I'll take the Cowboys -3.5. Seahawks, Jags. Man, there's a ton of 1 o'clock games. Seahawks, Jags is a AWOD Radio certified NFL game of the week. I just can't pick Patrick Mahomes anymore. Sunday Night Football, Lions, Chiefs. Everybody's saying that's the game of the week. No, it's not. He's one of the worst GOATs of all time. He's still my GOAT because of the Mahomes magic. But he forces himself to make Mahomes magic because he has dumb throw after dumb throw. It's like crazy how like Jekyll and Hyde he is at times. And I know after that loss to the Jags, there was, you know, a lot of articles that came out with people saying like he hasn't played a true A game in almost 2 years now. Now he's made it to the Super Bowl every single year, and right, the defense doesn't get enough credit, and he does make magic happen. But I don't think that's going to be a good game. I'm going to take the Lions to win that one. That's why I'm going back to 1 o'clock, Seattle against Jacksonville. That's my game of the week. Trevor Lawrence has been awesome. My guy, my lookalike, Liam Cohen Duvall, has the Jaguars 4-1 and 3-0 at home. And then for the Seahawks, I don't think Sam Darnold's getting enough credit for his 1,246 yards, 9 touchdowns to start the season, which is top 10 in both categories there because they've had some tough losses, right? They blew the game week 1 against the 49ers, but I think this is a bounce-back spot for them. They just scored 35 points in that thrilling loss to the Tampa Bay Bucks, 38-35. So give me Seattle to go to Jacksonville and win a shootout. I'm taking the over 47.5 in that one, and I'll take Seattle. L.A. against the Baltimore Ravens. Do I feel bad for our friends in Baltimore? Absolutely not. I'm laughing in your face. Ha ha, this is what you get for talking smack about our franchise. Now, how the tables have turned. Ravens suck this year. They're dealing with a million injuries. I've got family in Baltimore that's literally calling into my show and asking for Harbaugh to lose his job. I love it. I'm laughing to the bank with that one. Give me the Rams -7.5. Titans, Raiders. That's your dud game of the week. Can we just skip over it? No, I guess not. Give me Cam Ward to get his second win in a row. Bengals, Packers. Joe Flacco against Jordan Love. If this was 5 years ago, maybe it'd be different. I'm going to take the Packers in this one. I'm staying away from that spread, though. I think Flacco gets his team some kind of a fourth quarter touchdown, so they lose by less than 15 points. So I'm not touching that spread there. 49ers Bucks is a really good 425 game on CBS. Get in front of your TV for that one. It's probably the best of the 4 o'clock slate by far. I'm leaning Bucks in this one because they're at home, because I like Baker Mayfield in that matchup there versus the quarterback for the 49ers. McCaffrey's the big X factor here because he can change every single game. But you got to stick with the rookie of the year, who unfortunately has not been Bill, but it's been Emeka Ogbuka. 5 touchdowns, almost 500 yards, and 25 catches, 5 games into the season. I already told you I'm picking the Lions on Sunday night. There are not one, but two Monday night football games. So let's start with the early one. Bills-Falcons. The fact that this is at home, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we saw how good the Falcons are at home. They score the ball. I think they're going to be in this game. I think this is going to be a decent contest. I don't think this is going to be one of those games where by the end of the half, everybody in America is watching Washington against Chicago. I think at home this season, they are averaging 27 points a game. On the road, they're averaging 3. I mean, how crazy is that? They have two road games this year. They can't score a ball at home. They're scoring the damn ball. I think they're going to be in this game against the Buffalo Bills, but Buffalo will end up winning it late with Josh Allen. And Monday night, Chicago against Washington. You're going to have to keep listening if you want my keys to victory, pathway to success, and official prediction for Monday night football. We got Wes running the ones and twos. Call in if you want to talk to AWOD here on the Fan. 1-800-636-1067. Tweet AWOD at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. The final hour, the power hour here on a Saturday morning coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.